and welcome to Calangio Heroes, a video podcast produced by the Calangio Carcinoma Foundation. I'm Jennifer Weaver, and I will be the host of this episode. And joining me is Lourdes, and I don't know how to say your last name correctly, so I'm going to have you jump in.
Rocha Nussbaum.
Rocha Nussbaum. Yep. And I'm really excited to have you join us because I think that you're going to be talking about a topic that a lot of people aren't aware of, and that's the Veterans Program of the Foundation. So why don't we start by you introducing how you got involved with the Foundation, and then I'm pretty sure you developed this program, and so you can actually talk more about that.
I didn't start it off, but here I'll share about myself. Okay. So I got involved with the Foundation in 2010. My dad was diagnosed back in 2010. And so I was connected via discussion board, doing all that research. And then he passed away in 2012. And I started volunteering maybe end of 2012, beginning of 2013. And it was mostly doing things that were like administrative at first. And then the last few years of my volunteering, I was helping out with the Veterans Program, which was actually started by Anne Petitti. Mm-hmm. And her husband had passed away from cholangiocarcinoma as well. But my dad was a Vietnam veteran. And upon searching things on the discussion board, I found that Vietnam veterans were being diagnosed with cholangiocarcinoma. And the reason that we think a lot of them have been exposed was to the liver flukes that exist alongside Agent Orange that they were also exposed to while they were in service. So this veterans program really started from that and trying to provide information to the community about how veterans may be impacted, and then trying to get them to file for their veterans claims, the VA claims, so that they can get, the money that helps with paying for their disability or helping their widowers later in terms of that payment for their service and having had that service connection. Unfortunately, the disease is not recognized as a presumptive illness by the VA yet, but hopefully one day it will be, so it'll make the process a lot easier. But I hope to expand the veterans program, which will include our other veterans and to highlight our other service era veterans, because this is also something that other veterans from different war times have also been diagnosed with. And, we want to make sure that they are just aware about this disease and what they can do to, get some disability benefits.
So can you walk through what a veteran would need to do if they come to the foundation to get the support that he or she needs?
Sure. So on the cholangiocarcinoma page where it says patients, you'll see a learn more about the veterans program. And so you can go to that page and that will give some overview information. But if you want additional information, there's a form that you can fill out, and I will actually receive that form. And then I will reach out to you via email. And it's more so just to confirm that you are a veteran or a family member of a veteran, because we try to maintain a lot of confidentiality with our veterans. So once I've confirmed that, you will get information on additional articles and research that has been compiled by family members of veterans, mostly, who mm-hmm. have gone through the claims process. So that's really the initial step. I usually will also mention the closed Facebook group that our veterans are able to join, or their family members. We usually just make sure that it's only our veterans or the family members who's actually filing a claim, just because we want to keep it very much claim specific. But that one I also vet and also make sure that you're actually a veteran or a family member as well.
Right. Well, it seems like you've been offering a few things that we've never offered before. Isn't there a support group just for veterans?
So yes, November 11th, we're starting our veterans support
group. What a perfect day.
I'm very excited about. Yes, definitely. So it'll be a nice space for us to have our veterans, and they can have conversation, whether it's regarding the diagnosis or if they want to talk more about claims things, I think that that will be a good space for everyone there.
Well, a great way to just support each other as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there any other advice that you would give? I think that some veterans may just be hesitant, just, you know, not knowing the disease, first of all, and then the foundation, you know, not understanding maybe what the resources we do provide that go beyond what you mentioned as far as filing a claim, but we also have other services. So what kind of tips could you give as far as that goes?
For a veteran who's newly diagnosed, definitely reaching out to the newly diagnosed on the newly diagnosed page and getting a care kit and filling that out, contacting the advocacy team so that we can help navigate that because it is a lot. For family members and veterans who are interested in filing a claim, asking, don't take no for an answer and definitely don't give up. We always, in the like veterans closed group, we definitely encourage each other never to give up. That's something that we do want everyone to know. It might take a while, but to be persistent, I think, is key. And to stay positive during your diagnosis, but to also make sure that you focus on your health first before you tackle any of the claim stuff, because that's a whole other hurdle. So I always focus on your health first, definitely.
Oh, I think that's great advice. And, you know, is there anything else I think that you do so much as a patient advocate that you could offer as far as somebody who may not have support? A lot of veterans, they're just on their own. Do you have recommendations for those that are in the position where they just don't have a support system?
So, I mean, having a friend who might be helping and like gathering all of the like information in terms of research or even your medical records might be helpful. But also you can always reach out to a VSO, so a veteran service organization, and they might be able to assist via the claims process. So that's another one that's available to veterans, and that's a free service, so they don't have to pay for that.
Yeah, we also have a free service through the International Cholangiocarcinoma Patient Registry, where our partner, our trusted partner of an Invitae Citizen, will gather the medical records for the person. So as long as they have basic information, and it's free, and it's completely a global, very safe and secure database that will keep and store all the medical records, and they do all the collection for you. So I think that's another option that will help them. Since you mentioned gathering your health records, I think it's really important as you're navigating treatment so that your treatment team has access to everything. And then also, like you mentioned, having a link that you can share with somebody of your choosing that would be a trusted confidant to also have access to your medical records. I think that's some great advisement. And I'm so grateful that you're a part of the foundation. How long have you been with the foundation now as an employee?
I started in May of this year. So however many months that is.
Yeah. Well, maybe if we're lucky, six. I mean, you've made such a tremendous impact and we're so fortunate to have you. And for those of you who want to learn more, please don't hesitate to go to our website at cholangiocarcinoma.org. Cholangiocarcinoma is rare bile duct cancer, and it is increasing and being more diagnosed every day, unfortunately. So the more awareness we can spread, the better, particularly to that veteran population. And we also know cholangiocarcinoma is a mouthful. It's also very difficult to spell. So we've shortened it. You can also find us at curecc.org. It's a little bit easier. So with that, I will just say thank you again, Lourdes, for this opportunity to learn more about the Veterans Program, and shout out to, it was, you said Allie who started it?
Anne Petiti.
Anne. Oh, sorry. I want to make sure that Anne gets the credit, because it's very, very laudable to always be mindful of our veterans who have ensured basically our free agency as citizens of the United States to choose life and liberty. So thank you again, everybody else joining us. Please don't hesitate to join us again next week for a new episode of Cholangio Heroes.
Thank you.
Thank you.